Begin by focusing on your breath. Take longer, slower, deeper breaths, and as you do, in a parallel way, feel the longer, slower, and deeper thoughts that you are taking. Focus upon your heart. Then imagine yourself walking in a most beautiful forest. It is a warm summer's day, with the light filtering through the trees, and all you can sense is the perfect balance of the forest. A perfect balance of wind and rain, earth and nutrients, light and shade, leaves and branches, flowers and fragrance. As you continue to feel your breath, you feel it merging with the breath of the forest. It is as though you were breathing in the outward breath of the leaves, as though your heartbeat is beating in perfect rhythm with the beat of the forest. And with each step, you feel the forest a little more, as though you are expanding into the forest, and the forest is expanding into you. You walk, and as you do, you climb higher and higher. There is in you a sense that there must be an ocean close by, as a salty wind begins to waft through the trees, and suddenly the vegetation, though still stunning, begins to change to more hardy varieties. The light intensifies and builds a crescendo within the light of your heart. And suddenly, abruptly, there in front of you is a vast ocean, and you are standing on the edge of a cliff, gazing into that huge opening. There is a peace and stillness that leaves you breathless, and you wonder if you have come to the edge of life itself. You sit slowly and stop, releasing yourself from everything of your past or your future. You stare ever more deeply into this moment, ever more into this present moment, gazing into the everything all around you. It is. You are. And inside your heart you feel an amazing, awesome peace welling up as you watch the waves crash upon the sands of the beach and into the face of the cliff beneath you. You realize that every moment is different from the last, that nothing is as it was a moment ago. And again, you feel peace. Peace amongst change. You sense that no matter what happens, there is balance, there is peace. You sit in silence within time itself, and you bathe in that fathomless peace. Looking out to the horizon, you begin to watch the waves and you realize that they are not just a physical energy moving through the water, but it strikes you that they are the source of the peace in this place. You watch the journey of a large wave from as far as you can see. You watch it building in the depths of the ocean, then traveling effortlessly, relentlessly towards the beach. Other little waves come to join it, empowering it some more, whilst occasionally other smaller waves traveling in exactly the opposite direction gently dissipate some of its power. Still, the huge wave builds, and in you, you realize the immensity of the peace within it. With your open heart, you sense its real purpose, and as it crashes upon the shore, you feel at a deeper level the energy of the wave vibrating peace into the sands and the cliff and the forest behind you. Peace, perfect peace. Each wave crashes upon the shore and radiates peace. As you follow another wave and then another, you feel the unconditional nature of the waves. Their offering of peace and love is completely without expectation. They do not come to the shore and see if anyone or anything will receive their offering first. They do not wait to be loved first, or for the world to realize the magnanimity of this soulful offering. Each wave just offers without reservation, with compassion and love. Peace. And it strikes you suddenly that it is this unconditional peace, this love without expectation of love in return, that is building in the world, that we are coming to peace. We are coming to a critical mass. You see out of the blue that you are riding upon a wave of consciousness, a wave of awareness that is sweeping all before it. We do not need to change people's minds. We just need to join the waves of consciousness that are crashing upon the shores of the universe. Crashing upon the shores with unconditional love and peace. And people will come to feel it, will come to join the wave rather than disturb it. You gaze out to the ocean and realize that for years you have looked at the ocean but never seen it in this way, with an open heart. You realize that the same thing must happen for every soul of our universe. We must all join the waves of love and peace that are drowning us all every day. The critical mass is here now. There are far more people with the waves than against them, and they are building.